This call is being recorded.
Breathe deeply now. Deep breaths, letting go of your bodies. Focus on relaxing, focus on letting go. Go deeper with each breath as you breathe in the breath of life. And you exhale out anything that is not the life. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Breathe in the light and exhale out the darkness. Now focus on your etheric body and your chakra centers. And see all your chakras in alignment up your spinal cord. And all with their respective colors. And the vibration within those colors is especially important. And the more when you focus on your chakras from here on out, focus on the vibration within them. Because as you have been told many times, been given this information many times, everything is consciousness and vibration. And there is nothing and no thing that is not vibration and consciousness. So focus on those chakras now and feel the energy within them. Don't just see the energy. Don't just visualize it, although that is important, but feel the energy. Feel it within you. Your etheric body is within you. It connects to your physical body. It is part of you. So feel the connection there. Feel your etheric body, the chakras, coming alive now. Their respective colors, red, orange, yellow, blue, green, magenta, sky blue, purple, or indigo. And the crown chakra, gold or violet or silver. And the eighth, the soul star chakra, brilliant, pure white. But again, don't only see the colors, but feel the colors. Feel the vibration in the colors. For colors give off vibration. You know that. How you feel when you are around the higher vibrational colors was not given that term for no reason. They are higher vibrational. They are higher frequency colors. So feel it within them. Feel the energy. And even more importantly now, be that energy. And now, yes, the violet flame. Feel it growing within you. Feel it expanding. Expanding until it has expanded all around your physical body. Your etheric body is putting off this violet flame. It is part, the violet flame, though, is part of the etheric body. It is part of you. And yes, it has been dormant in mankind for a long time, but it is awakened once again. So feel it all around you. Feel yourself within the violet flame. Feel yourself now in the I Am presence. the I Am presence that is you, that is the God source within you. I am that I am. Feel it, know it, experience it. And yes, more importantly, be it. Be the I Am every moment of your life. I am. I am powerful. I am one with all things. I am one with God and the universe. For I am God and the universe. I am God. I am the universe. Know this now. Know and feel the power within you as this violet flame now continues to expand and grow, and it touching everyone in this room right now as your violet flame touches the next one and the next one, forming a complete circle of violet flame. And in the center of this circle is a beam of energy, a beam of pink light coming down from the source, from the universal source of all of creation. A beam of energy, a pulse of light, a pillar of light coming right down into the center of this room. And those of you that are not here in physical form, you are here anyway. You do not have to be here physically. It is only the mind that expects more from the physical expression. The heart knows differently. So feel the energy coming down into the center of this room and into those crystals that are right here in the middle of this room. And imbuing those crystals now, just as you did last evening. But now these crystals are imbued with the power from the central sun of the universe. And spreading out now to the crystals that are all around this room as well. And again, those of you that are not here in physical form, be here anyway. And your crystals, if you have them with you, are also being imbued in this way. For the crystals in the middle of this room and within the violet flame circle that is here now, and everyone here, see this circle of violet flame, everyone's violet flame touching, forming a perfect circle, and this beam of energy coming down into these crystals in the middle of the room, and then shooting out to the crystals that are all around you, and connecting with this beam of energy, with this beam of source energy that is coming from the great cosmic source. And now your violet flames expanding out more and more, shooting out in all directions, out, encompassing this home, encompassing this neighborhood, this town, and expanding out and expanding out further and further to encompass the state you are in, of Arizona, and out further and further to the next state and to the next one, spreading out as a circle. Let it be as a circle, spreading out further and further. Or, to give another analogy, as a tsunami, a wave of violet flame, just spreading out in all directions at once, encompassing the state by state, encompassing this entire country, encompassing Central America, South America, spreading out northward into Canada, to Greenland, across the ocean, the Atlantic, to Europe, to the Middle East, to Egypt, to Africa, to China, to Russia and all the countries surrounding Russia, to Japan, to Australia, and to the Arctic and the Antarctic, spreading out further and further until the entire planet is the violet flame. One huge violet flame. But don't stop there. Let it continue to expand out past the Earth's atmosphere, encompassing all of the ships and the planets here in the solar system, and the sun itself. All being fueled by this beam of energy that came down from the great central source of this universe. Feel the power that is in that beam, that energy beam, and how all of the Earth, all of Gaia, is responding now to this wave of violet flame that has encompassed the entire planet. And if you want, if you haven't already, you could have lifted yourself out into your astral body. You do not need to be shown how to do that anymore. You can do it in a moment and just be looking down now at everything that is happening as a result of this violet flame spreading around the planet. And yes, we have done this before, but never like this. Never with the consciousness, the full consciousness of the great central cosmic source of the universe, the universal God, prime creator, is behind this and is with you in this. So as you heard and have heard that it takes the completion of the crystalline grid, the Christ consciousness grid, to be completed in order to bring the event. Know that right now, in this now moment, in the I Am presence in this moment, you are commanding, calling forth for the completion of this grid. You have the power to do that. We all have the power together to do that. But you must go beyond your mind and your disbelieving mind and that ego that is there mocking you and saying, no, you have no power. You have no power over me. But you do. You have the power. You are the power. You are the presence of God working within you right now. Complete the grid. Complete it in an etheric form right now. See it completed. Right now, all of you, complete the grid. See the final electrical or light completion. Make its connection, wherever that might be, or many, it would be in the Middle Eastern area. Also in Africa. Some in South America. And in the Antarctic region. But see it completing. Make that last connection. As if you were putting a puzzle together. Thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces going into that puzzle. And you have one left. One to put into that puzzle that you have been working on for many, many, many lifetimes. One. One last piece. Put it into place now. Make that last connection. It is up to you. Not up to us. It is up to you. Be the power. Be the God source within you now. I am the power. I am the light. I am the love. I am the one. Now, once that last piece is put in, last connection is made, see the results of that. Visualize those results now, in this now moment. In the higher dimensional frequencies, what is happening right now in this moment. And your Schumann resonance is going off the planet right now. And you, this group, Ancient Awakenings, is doing this. Why do you think we have been so diligent in working with you each and every week, coming together? Bringing more and different ways of helping you to this point. We could not do it ourselves. We are not allowed to. If we could, we would have ended this long ago. But it is not for us to do that. It is for you. With a little help from your friends. To see now what happens and what will happen after the event occurs. See it as the last piece has gone in. The event can happen now, anytime. But it is up to the collective consciousness of man to bring this about. But you, those of you, seemingly few, are many. Many in the one, and the one in the many. Trust yourselves. Trust in the power within you. The power incarnate within you. You have always had this power. It has never left you. Except in your mind's programming. Seize it now. Accept it now. Be it now. Feel the almighty presence now within you. As you say forth as one voice to the heavens, It is finished.
It is finished.
Feel it though. Feel it deeply within you. Feel the power rising within you as you say it again now.
It is finished.
Believe it, and you will see it. There is nothing and no thing stopping it now. And the rest of mankind, the rest of the collective consciousness of man, will either come aboard or they will not. But that is not for you to determine. It is for you to assist when the call goes out to you, just as you came when the call went out to you long ago. And you came to assist. Well, when one calls to you, be ready. Be ready there to go about your Father's mission. For it is your mission. That's what you came here for. Now, let yourselves breathe, come back from this incredible high that you are on now, for power does bring that high. Why do you think those of the forces of darkness want the power? They know what it is like. But their power ends as the vibrations increase. That is why they have done everything that they can to hold the vibrations down on this planet, to hold the planet in fear, to hold the population in fear, so that they could control and keep the vibrations down. They have known all about vibrations for thousands and thousands of years. But their time is over. The lower vibrations are giving way now to the higher vibrations. The forces of darkness are giving way now to the power of the light, the power of love. And as you have heard before, it is no longer the love of power, it is the power of love. But even though that is said, it is your power within you, your righteous power, your power of light, your power of love, that will continue to catapult this planet into the new golden age of Gaia, into the Aquarian age. The age that has been foretold for many, many millennia now. And you are now in it. This is it. You are at the crest of the wave, or the cusp, or the finish line, or the crescendo, or any other term that you want to use now. And you right are on the verge of realizing the great ones that came before you, in which some of you were part of those great ones, part of the founding fathers here. Yes, some of you were those. We're not going to tell you who. But I, as Saint Germain, was there, and I know many of you from that time, for I encouraged you then to sign that document, just as I am encouraging you now to step forth once again out in your power and let go of all that has been holding you back. Let go of fear. Let go of uncertainty. Just let go now and be who you were destined to be when you stepped forth and said, I will go. I will go. And you went, and you came, and you are here, and you are done. And I am done. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
Do you feel it?
Yes.
Oh, by the way, if you are not already, come on back. Come on back.
We're ready.
Come on back into your bodies. Come back in. Take a seat. Be yourselves here again, but yourselves as your new selves. Think about that. You are your new selves. You are the selves that you came in to be.
Wow.
If you allow it, always, if you allow it. But as always also, it is still the programming. Let it go. Let it go. That song from that animated movie. Let it go. Listen to that song when you can. This is a wonderful song. It was meant for the light working community. Let it go. Let it be. Move on. Come back now, all of you, if you are not already, again, into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. Was Saint Germain something or what?
Oh,
now you have a little bit of an understanding of what he accomplished when he was there with those that were ready to sign the Declaration of Independence, but were holding back. And what he just gave you was somewhat of the message that he gave them at that time.
Wow.
Not the exact words, certainly, but very close. But even more important, close in vibration, power. He gave them the power within themselves, gave them the permission to have that power again within themselves. And to go out from the fear and to accomplish something that if they had not done that, what would it be like now, today? You think you are enslaved in many ways now? It would have been so much more so. But when we say enslaved, you are not enslaved. It is only, again, the mind that believes it to be so because of the programming. You hear the term prison planet. Do not use that term anymore. You are not in a prison planet. The prison planet is third dimensional. It is not fifth dimension. Let it go. Be here now, in this moment. And then be in the next moment. And the next moment. and continue to find joy in every moment moving forward. And if you do that more and more and more, you will find yourselves in the fifth dimension, and you will find yourselves ascending, never to have to go back again unless you choose to. And of course, when we say go back, we do not mean to go back to the drudgery. We do not mean to go back to the tumultuousness of the third dimensional illusion. We do not mean to going back to the illusion at all. We mean to take your fifth dimensional expression of yourself and go back into the lower vibrations, but still maintaining your high vibration within it. Just as if we were now to come into your room, right there where you are now, and we came in physical expression, lowering our vibrations to do so, but still holding on to who we are, to holding on to that fifth dimensional expression of ourselves. That is what you will be doing if you choose to. And you do not even need to go back into physical body expression. You can be doing just as we are doing. A little nudge here and there is all some will require. Just as for some of you, that's all you required to begin this process in your awakening. We are ready now for your questions, and Shoshana is ready.
I have a question.
Yes, please speak up or come forward and speak into these microphones.
Thank you. I have, sometime yesterday, it was either in the afternoon or the evening, I catapulted myself a couple octaves higher in consciousness, and I was right on the border of 24/7 ecstasy. I was, you know, I was feeling almost like on an LSD trip, which I had before. But it was a very, the inside of me was very warm, and I was so in tune with the music I was listening to, and it was like, it was almost electric. But my question is, how much of, if you could give her a percentage, if you would, if you can, how much of that catapulting was me, and how much was it from my guides or friends on the other side pushing?
We would say it is a combination of all things, but we will also tell you that you released something. You released something that has been dormant within you and building up and building up and building up.
Right.
And even though it came out in a swell of anger and that type of thing,
yes,
it was necessary.
It
was necessary in the moment, even though those that were here had difficulty with it and would maybe even not agree with us here in this moment, it was still necessary because it is bringing up the old and moving beyond it. But that is the key here. You must move beyond it. You must let it go. All of you must do the same. You must move on and let it go. Or otherwise, you will be held back. That is as simple as it is. It is an attachment. Let it go. Move on. Forget it. And continue to find the joy in the moments ahead, and the next moment, and the next, and the next, and the next, and so on, and so on. So you have a great deal of help, dear one.
Yes.
All of you have a great deal of help. You have no idea how much. Someone spoke earlier to the James of the angels that were all around at another advance that you had. Well, guess what? You have even more here this time. They are everywhere here. There are those that are here to assist, but there are also those watchers. Those ones that are just here to see what all the commotion is, to see what this group is doing here. Yes, believe it. Shoshana.
We can share.
Yes, please, would you?
Thank you, dear brother. We wish to share our perspective on this. The idea that you have posed here, we heard this, how much is me and how much is them? Mm-hmm. Is that accurate?
Yes, that's what I was asking you.
Dear brother, there is no me, there is no them. It is the one, you see. It is the one consciousness that pervades the consciousness of the being that creates the higher reality, you see. So in the asking and in the allowing, the one participates with you, and you become that in the asking, you see.
Yes.
When the being says me, that is the attachment, dear brother. That is the attachment.
Okay. Thank you.
We must release the me and replace it with the we or the one, you see. Namaste.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Very good. Yes.
Can I ask? Oh.
Yes.
Yesterday, the crystals that were charged up last night here, how many seconds or minutes did it take when you touch another crystal that wasn't here last night?
You are looking at this from a point of view of
logic.
A time frame here.
Logic.
Yes, logic. Third dimensional. Nonsense. Time. Not relative here.
Okay.
Energy. Vibration. Relative.
We will share.
Yes.
May we share?
Yes.
It is instant.
Yes.
Namaste.
Thank you. Sure.
I have a question.
Yes.
Saint Germain was talking and he said, it is done or it is finished. What is it?
There is the analysis and the logic coming in from another engineer here.
Hell yeah.
So, yes. And we would say that when we say it is finished and we say it is done within the self, within the one. Within the one source within each of you. It is done if you believe it is done. That is the key here. You must come to full belief. And when you have full belief, there is nothing that you cannot accomplish. Even to the point of those of you that have followed the Saint Germain and read his discourses, and read that of the Unveiled Mysteries, when he put out his hand, and immediately in his hand was a cup of water, but not water as you know water, but a life-giving liquid that he produced right there in front of the one that he was showing it to. That is the power of belief. That is the power of knowing. That is the power of the I Am presence within you. When you fully accept that presence. It was not by happenstance that the Joanna was given the guidance from her higher God self, Shoshana, to bring the discourses into this advance. It was all purposeful, all part of the synchronization here. Shoshana, do you have anything you add
here? We will share. May we share, dear brother?
Of course.
Dear brother, the it is the 3D programming that binds the human to the earth, that binds the human to the third dimensional ridiculousness, you see. So when it is finished, the idea of complete oneness, liberty, and freedom embodies itself within the being. Does this make sense, dear brother?
Actually,
and
yes.
We don't care if it makes sense or not. That is it. You must contemplate this.
Yeah.
Do not attempt to analyze it.
Yes. We are attempting in many different ways to give you the same message over and over and over. Be done with the third dimensional illusion. Just be done with it. Live your life. You have to continue to do that, for you have not fully ascended yet. And notice we have said
Papa,
fully
you hear ascended. Me, right? We're going to the shop. We're going to take home with us.
Please, we do not understand if that was a question or if it was just simply one having a conversation with someone else. Please mute your phone. Would there be other questions here now?
I have a question.
Yes.
When you were talking about Saint Germain there with the forefathers, I saw Saint Germain. It was a balcony. And they were down here, going ready to sign the Declaration of Independence. Why did I see that?
First of all, they were not ready to sign it. That is why he appeared to them. And yes, he was in the back, away from all of them as much as he could, attempt to be invisible. But when he saw that they were not going to rise to the occasion, he rose to the occasion and helped them to do so as well. He helped them to find the power within them, the I Am presence within them, to then go over their fear, to overcome their fear, and sign that document.
That's what I was going to ask.
Yes.
That they were afraid their lives probably would be taken. And
yes. Yes. Yes, and many of them were.
Oh.
Yes. But they did it anyway. Your founding fathers are in many respects back. They are in form now that is not being shown yet, except for one or two here and there. But they are back to complete what they started at that time. Now, this, of course, is for this country, the United States for America, but it is not only for this country. This is for the entire planet that they are here now to accomplish once and for all what they started out to do for the planet, for Gaia.
I noticed you said for America.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
It was never of America. It was always for. It was for the people, by the people.
Of the people.
Of the corporation.
Yes.
Thank you so much. We love you so much.
Yes.
I have a question. Can I?
Can I ask if Saint Germain was in physical form as one of the founding fathers, or was he just overlaying the entire?
Yes, he was in physical form, but not overlaying the others, so to say. He was there to physically give them the impetus that they needed at that time. Shoshana, something you add here?
We will wish to add. May we add here?
Yes.
Germain was given the task to unite mankind in oneness and liberty and freedom for all. He knew that was huge. And because that was his task, he had to complete it, you see. He had to influence those humans that were reticent to complete it. They were terrified. They were terrified, you see, because they were living in the Great Division. Those that hesitated wished to have a king again because they did not know the unknown, you see. They were terrified, and the one, Saint Germain, wished to unite them and influence them, and he could not leave until it was done, you see. And many do not realize that this year, when this declaration was signed, was the beginning of the new age. It was the beginning of man's freedom. Now, has it been a long journey? It has been a long journey. But his task was to begin it. Your task is to end it. Namaste.
Are you willing to share which individual he was at that time?
He was Saint Germain.
Yes. Appeared to them.
He was not one of them.
Oh, God.
They knew that some force of great magnitude had entered the room, and they needed to finish it.
Yes. Many of them said, after he disappeared, who was that stranger?
Wow. Okay, can I go ahead?
Ready for your next question? Yes.
So, first of all, on that issue, I love the movie 1776, and I've been known to watch it 4 days in a row, you know, and it automatically sprang to my mind when Saint Germain said that, John Adams, and that would be like totally my barreling personality, pushing and shoving everybody, but I don't know, it's okay, you don't have to confirm, but that's what came to mind. But as far as the question, I got the vision in the exercise that, you know, if you're in an amusement park and bumper cars and they're attached to the top thing and they go all around here, there, and everywhere, and I saw us attached by the crown up to the crystalline grid that's complete now, like those bumper cars, and you can kind of like go anywhere you want. You can go right through people because your light passes right through and just stay continuously always attached to that grid. And so I'm wondering if that's valid, and if I feel like I'm a little taller from that now. It's like that another half an inch that, like, because of that that attachment. And I wonder if that's a valid, like, sort of analogy. And if we contemplate that and we keep that in our mind, will that provide for us?
It's certainly valid if you want it to be valid. It does not matter what the analogy is. If it works for you, it works. It is good. Do not analyze it. Just let it be and be it. Okay?
Okay, great.
Shoshana, do you have
anything? Dear sister, may we ask a question?
Yes, please.
What color was your bumper car? We're kidding.
White.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other questions here?
Yes, Catherine would like to chime in, please.
Yes.
Two questions. First is regarding to my sister, my fellow watcher, and I had mentioned this earlier. So I'd like to invite her to consider joining us as a team to join with the Great Silent Watcher, and I was wondering if that is appropriate and how that would be a benefit.
We have a question for you now. What are you referring to as the Great Silent Watcher?
Enoch.
And what makes you think that this one was the Great Silent Watcher?
No, I'm asking for master to join me to connect with the great silent watcher.
Yes, but we are asking you, who is this great silent watcher you are speaking of? You say Enoch. Why do you think this one was the great silent watcher?
Well, I'm guessing it's Enoch. I'm going according to a chart that
yes.
I have in my possession.
You are going according to something you have read or something you have looked at, and because it was something that you saw, then you immediately think that it had relevance. We are not saying it does not have relevance, but there again, we are at the same conundrum here. Is that the right word? Conundrum? Strange word. But yes, what makes you think that there is anything to this or that there needs to be, because now all you are doing is analyzing. You are using logic here. Instead of saying to this one, the Cynthia here that you are speaking of, another fellow watcher, if you wish, how about we get together? How about we email each other? How about we communicate
and
share? Yes, build relationships. And if it is meant to be, it will be. If not, it won't be. But do not analyze it. Just let it happen as it needs to. Okay?
Okay, so I am the silent watcher is what I'm hearing you offering.
You and she and others certainly were silent watchers, yes. But we cannot give here whether there is one great silent watcher. You see?
Okay.
Unless you consider that one great silent watcher the prime creator. That is the biggest watcher of all. You see?
That I attract lightning, thunder and lightning. Can you give me a perspective on that? Maybe Joanna would have more info on that.
Shoshana, she is asking you if you have perspective on that part.
We wish to give a perspective, but we do not comprehend what you are asking.
Okay, so I am wanting to know what my connection is with thunder and lightning, because it's rolling up right now, and it tends to show up at some very interesting times. I've had some very interesting experiences with thunder and lightning.
Dear sister,
so
we will share. May we offer the perspective that we have on this?
Go for it.
So within, so without. Namaste.
In other words, you need to contemplate that.
No, in other words, she is bringing the thunder to her because the thunder is within her.
Yes. Very good.
So within, so without.
There you go. Very good.
Okay, thank you.
Namaste.
Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
Are we up as we are upgrading our DNA and so on? Are we discarding any kind of old or not useful anymore DNA, something like that?
Please repeat question here. Did not fully understand it.
Well, I had a dream that I had. Expelled something from my body, but I had it twice, so usually I don't even remember my dreams. But it was looked like a kind of a gray DNA-ish microbe. And I was wondering, are we discarding old DNA, the stuff that we don't need anymore or is not purposeful?
What you are experiencing, dear one, is what some others have experienced, including this one we speak through now, when you have your sojourns at night and you are battling alongside of Archangel Michael to vanquish the dark side, so to speak. And when you are doing that, sometimes you are so enraptured in the process that you are doing at a more subconscious level, we will say here, that you are drawn back quickly into your body, into your conscious knowing self again, you bring back a remnant of what was there that you were fighting against. You see? You understand this?
Yes, thank you. That makes sense, too, because it's been in the morning before I wake up, just before
yes.
I wake up.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
Some have heard this before, but this one, James, one evening had a similar experience and woke up from his sleep state and spit out something directly onto the floor. And when he looked at it, it was it had somewhat of a light to it, but it was diminishing, and it eventually just disappeared.
Sort of like the Matrix, when they threw out that little thing that they took out of the stomach and it turned the light and it disappeared.
Yes, yes, you could look at it in that respect, yes. Very good, good analogy there.
Yes. Wish to share?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, may we share?
Yes, please, that'd be great.
We would like to be certain that there is no being that thinks they can discard their DNA. Holy moly! You cannot discard DNA. You can improve it. You can reconnect it. You can build upon it. But it is as if you are discarding your arm. You cannot discard any of that, you see. The etheric body that contains the perfection of the DNA wishes for you to reach to that level, but not to discard it. We just wish to say that. Namaste.
Very good.
I have a question.
Yes.
Kind of going off the question that was just asked. The other day, I woke up towards the morning, but I woke up in my astral and realized when I had walked to the kitchen and couldn't turn the light on, I'm in the astral, and kind of went back to my room, and it is dark, and for some reason, I don't even know why, I hollered or yelled out into this space of darkness as loud as I could, and it reverberated. I don't know why I did it. And then right when I was done, something growled at me behind me, and I was would like to get a little bit more information on that, if you could.
Well, first of all, what were you feeling this was?
Well, surprisingly, I didn't get as scared as I normally would have in the past. All I did is thought of the Merkaba and put that around me for my safety, and I let it go. It was like not that big a deal.
Very good. Then you have certainly moved far in your journey.
Yes.
And to know what that was is not really necessary,
right?
Because there we are again, analyzing,
yes,
using logic here to understand something that maybe it would be better for you to not really understand at this point.
Okay.
Shoshana, do you have a different perspective perhaps here?
We do not have a different perspective, but we have our own perspective.
Okay.
May we share that?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, we wish to congratulate you. You are using your light to fight the darkness. We cannot understand why anyone would want to visit the astral plane. It is full of mistakes. Full of mistakes. It is full of challenges. It is where all the dross ends up.
Yes.
It is where the pain and suffering ends up. So, if a human is prone to being attracted to pain and suffering, that pain and suffering will take a form, and it will attempt to take you down, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So, we find that there is much for you to see here. And the suffering suffering and the pain that you have experienced in the body that you possess was formed in the astral.
Oh, wow.
And the astral ground was that.
Wow.
You see. And you let it, you said, F you. We are not going to take this anymore. And you surrounded yourself with your life body, which has always been with you. And the pain and suffering that took on the form that was chasing you shrunk back. This is monumental. You see, this is a monumental experience. And we will say that you know this. You understand this. We just gave it a little more meat.
Oh,
Namaste.
Namaste.
You could hear it in her voice, the change. I could hear it in your voice when you started talking.
Well, I am very glad that I asked the question and didn't stay silent. I wanted to say one thing, if I could, please, and that is to my dear sister, Catherine. Yes, I would like to connect with you, and we can do this through email for the time being. So I will get in touch with you and get my email to you one way or another, and we can start connecting more. I would like that. Love you. Love you all.
Two cats. Two cats.
Woo!
Oh, yay.
Very good. Are there any other further questions here?
Message board, we have no picture.
I know, I'm fixing it right now.
Okay.
Too much light. That's it.
Is that it? Okay. No? No?
Does anybody wish to ask any more questions? Because we can move on here.
Any further questions?
Quick question.
Yes.
Just a real quick question. I know that we had, someone mentioned an announcement. This is a while ago, and it kind of seems to have gone by the wayside. I was wondering if that's still in process, if that is still going to occur. Or if not?
Yes.
It is?
Yes.
Okay, great.
It is still coming, and it is coming quite rapidly as we find it.
Great. Okay, thank you.
Yes.
I just had a brief comment. I know a couple of days ago we had the mass burning ceremony, and we transmuted on behalf of the planet. And today I heard from Philippines that churches are beginning to open up and members are going back to church. That shocked me because that was a very locked down country. And for no apparent reason, today, that Sunday, they opened up.
Power.
That was your idea.
Power. Look at the power within you. Look at the symbology there. Burning away the mass, burning away the old, bringing on the new. You see? You did it. And you specifically, you the one that are asking, was mostly focused on that area, were you not?
I was.
Yes.
Good job, Mom.
We did it.
Congratulations. I don't have a question. I just would like to share because I am super, super excited. Can you hear me from here?
Yes.
Thank you. I have been working for years on myself and for all the Latin American countries that are so dear for me because of my ancestors. We're all there in Mesoamerica, but also in South America tribes and all that. So during that meditation, I remember clearly how dark the whole continent was. And particularly in the Caribbean, it was nothing but dark. Nothing was absolutely nothing there. And then I embraced all the power of Saint Germain that I did that yesterday in the creek. I really embodied my power yesterday at the creek. And it was just the most magical thing I have ever had in my lifetime yesterday for me. Because I really felt all the power. Because I was given permission by Shoshana 2 nights ago to give up on my logic, and that allowed all my magic to come back to me. And then embracing all the power that I did yesterday at the creek, plus the support of having Saint Germain so close to me here, I was powerful and I felt that I was ready to accomplish my mission. And then I got on it, and the very first thing I attacked, it was Cuba. And I said, Vidya, if you do Cuba, you can go on. And I just lit up Cuba, because Cuba is full of believers and strong believers. It's a wonderful country. And I said, wow, look what you did. And I was talking to the divine within me, not me. I didn't do much. But I was just so empowered because of Cuba. And I said, I'm ready to attack Haiti. And Haiti has been something else, let me tell you. And I went for 80, and it was like a breeze, like moving the violet flame all through, and that was it. And I took over the Caribbean, and I said, okay, let me get back to the main continent. And I did Mexico. And Mexico was really a big. Mexico emanates so much of darkness. Not only no light, but darkness. And that was brilliant, all the salary. Woo! It was power unimaginable. And then I said, there it is. Now I'm ready to go to the secret site where they have been quartered themselves, which is in the Yucatan Peninsula. And I know this for a while, because I was there in a mission before. And I did a little bit, but it doesn't matter. And then Yucatan was lit up. And I took over Honduras later. And I went down and down and down. And then I took a big old break and I said, here we go. My mission is coming. My mission is about to happen. And then I entered. No me. The divine on me entered gloriously into South America, and I went straight, and as I just was moving along, I went, and everything lit up. It was like complete lit up, and I said, with the power invested in me, let's do what I came to do.
Let me share with you.
Shoshana, I went to Lake Titicaca. It's not me. I haven't done nothing. I just allowed it to be.
You allowed the source to work through you.
Yes.
You allowed that.
Yes.
But dear sister, that has always been present in you. We wish to share that with you.
Yes.
This has always been present in all of you.
Yes.
This is not a shock. This has always been present. And we do not give permission to do anything. We will encourage. Please do not believe that we have some power over you to allow you to do anything, you see. So we wish to share that that is your desire, and you must fulfill your desire, and you must not ever ask permission of anyone to complete your mission. Namaste.
Amen.
Very good. Are there any further questions? We are going to need to release channel here. Anything further?
And by the way, bravo.
Bravo.
Bravo to all of you.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Thank you.
Nothing further, then we are ready. Shoshana, do you have a parting message? Or?
We wish to share. And we wish to share this. Please remember how powerful you are. When you make the decision to diminish that power, then it will. It will diminish, you see. Do not be shocked at your power. Do not be overwhelmed by your power. It has always been there. For you to ignite it, you see. You have always had this within you. Now, we ask that you use it every moment of every day within the confines of your own reality and to expeditiously move that reality to the higher conscious dimensions that you wish to reside in. Namaste.
Yes, and we would say you can go from asking for the I Am Presence to be within you to becoming the I Am Presence. So there is, it can be a transition to do so, but simply work on becoming the presence, not asking for it, not calling to it, just be it. Okay? Shanti, peace be with you.
Thank
be the
you.
One.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Namaste.
Thank you.